what we call a cap on the plunger, that on top there for that hammer to hit.
Uh-huh.
And then we pull our hammer back, and when we get ready to shoot, that cap would bust.
Uh-huh.
And the fire would come out the cap.
Yeah.
And set that powder fire in there, and the powder wouldn't blow them shots and the warden and everything out the gun.
Yeah.
That's the way it was carried on at that time. But I just remember what we called it. We told it the powder in shots in, but for the a metal thing that we kept the powder in and the cap, because they can't get wet, because to get wet they won't shoot.
Yeah.
And we kept some concern that we kept them in. But I forget what they called it now.
You said you have to buy gunpowder, a lot of gunpowder at a time. What would that come in?
Well, it would come in a jar.
Uh-huh.
Kind of jar with a seal, because it couldn't get down. It wouldn't. And then you had to keep it in a safe place. You couldn't keep it round up close, round no fire, nothing. You'd keep
it
somewhere off, because it was dangerous. But that's the way they carried it, though. They carried it in them, get them so much out. I seen them having them snuff jars. Like that railroad snuff come in.
Yeah.
Get them one like that full, what? Put the lead in there, and then they put it in the sight. That's where they carry the powder and the shots in a same jar, snuff box, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you can't think of a name for something bigger than a jar that. A wooden thing, round like this, maybe about this high, that maybe where you'd go to buy the gunpowder, maybe they'd have it in there. You ever heard of keg or cag?
Sure, they have a keg, called a powder keg, kept the powder in. Then they had a can that kept it in with a lid on it, hold by like that with a lid pushed down in there to where no water couldn't get in it. I know wouldn't be so dangerous around fire.
Mm-hmm.
Called a powder can. Used to have them up there on the job where I worked, them powder cans with powder, and where they have them up there now.
Okay, now this keg had metal things that went around it. What'd you call those?
Well, that was, we'd call them, them hooks that would keep the wood from, expand, coming loose.
Yeah.
Be them bales, if you used to call them. To keep it tight
mm-hmm.
together. You sell what we call a wooden water bucket with hooks went
mm-hmm.
around it. And whenever it would get dry,
uh-huh.
if it would leak water, it was, and you leave it in the water, and it would swell back up so tight, and it wouldn't leak a drop, but it would stay out. Without any water in it, you leave it out without sitting out without any water in it, about a day it'll swing up,